Good morning. The far-right party Vox has signed up three former generals to run for Parliament in next month's general election, two of whom have expressed support for the legacy of former dictator Francisco Franco by signing a petition last year. The inclusion of openly pro-Franco candidates with senior military backgrounds underscores the ground the Vox has broken in a country that had largely shied away from far-right politics since General Franco's rule ended with his death in 1975. Former generals Augustin Rossetti and Alberto Asata will run as parliamentary candidates for Cadiz and Castellón. Another former general, Manuel Mestre, is running in Alicante. Vox had already enlisted another general to run for mayor of Palma de Mallorca. Latest opinion polls show support for Vox as high as 12.1%. That could translate into 38 seats in Parliament. Rescuers reached a group of 25 walkers that became trapped in sub-zero temperatures on a mountainside. The group, made up of people between the ages of 24 and 73 and a dog, were trapped at 1,700 metres in the Sahebaseya Natural Park. A 73-year-old woman suffering from hypothermia and exhaustion was taken to hospital for treatment. The Cantabria Emergency Centre said the walkers made an emergency call and rescuers finally located them in snow, where the temperatures had plunged to minus 8 degrees Celsius. The walkers, mostly over 60 years of age, set off at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, but failed to make it back to the meeting point with the bus. Specialist mountain rescue teams were involved in the operation. We saw the walkers return to their hotel at around 5 a.m. Around 100 British expats have confirmed they will fly to London this week to take part in a huge Brexit protest. They're all part of the anti-Brexit group Remain in Spain, whose aim is campaigning for the UK to remain in the EU. The Put It to the People event on March the 23rd is expected to be the biggest protest march in British history. It's organised by the People's Vote campaign. Sue Wilson, the chairperson of Remain in Spain, said we supported the campaign for another referendum from the start. The march will take place just 6 days before the UK is set to leave the EU on March the 29th. And a foreign drug trafficking gang, which hid drugs behind the license plates of vehicles, has been busted on the Costa del Sol. The network, made up of French nationals, transported cocaine and hashish from Morocco and Algeria to Malaga before stashing the drugs in hidden compartments in vehicles. 10 have been arrested after the Guardia Civil and the French Judicial Police seized 46 kilos of cocaine and 500 kilos of hashish in a joint operation. The arrests were carried out in Arenas, Mijas and on the outskirts of Paris. The hidden compartments also hid money and firearms. 5 vehicles, an automatic submachine gun, 3 semi-automatic pistols with ammunition and €9,000 in cash, among other items, were also seized. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.